Blog Talk Radio.
Shadow.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of admiration. It's beautiful. When I was young, I
Yes, we want to welcome everyone. Welcome everyone. This is the Relations Flow Jam Show. This is the Relations Flow Jam Show. We're here with Mr. Mad, and of course, we got the one and only lovely Miss Jackie. What's going on, Jackie?
Hello. How are you? How's everybody? Welcome, everybody. How's everybody doing? I hope Sunday is finding everybody in a calm, relaxed mood, especially since it's a holiday weekend.
That's right. But, Jackie, we got to send a shout-out and a salute to all our people that serve in armed forces, present and past.
Yes, absolutely. Let me tell you, lots of people are loving what you do, sir. I just want to let you know
that
you need to give yourself a round of applause. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. But I could not get this done right without you. So thank you. You need to take an applause yourself. So thank you.
Some folks were digging that teddy last week. I was like, oh, okay.
You got to do teddy. You just have to have teddy in the repertoire. You have to.
There is no slow jams without Teddy. Teddy is like the epitome of where you need to be when you need to be there, and he's saying all the right words that you might not be able to say.
That's right. He's telling you to turn it off. He's giving you the instructions. Gentlemen, if you're a little lost in what you need to do, play some Teddy.
Word. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Teddy going to get direct and to the point without being, you know, foul. He's going to get direct and turn them off. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm turning them off right now. You don't got to yell at me. Okay, they off.
Yeah, I mean, but fellas, don't yell at the lady. Don't yell at the lady. I mean, if Teddy's doing, that's one thing, but you can't yell at her. Turn them off.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you can't get that. Teddy can get that.
Yeah. You can't do that. So you know, you can't just say, hey, listen, you know, babe, I was listening to Teddy. That's what he said, but that's Teddy.
Right. So we don't want to start any arguments in the house. We want everything to be calm and peaceful and loving. So you let Teddy do the screaming. Y'all just follow the instructions.
That's right. Listen, tonight's show, what do we got in store for the Pillow Talk segment? You want to give them a little prelude?
Yes. Tonight we are talking about exploration. Exploration is a beautiful thing. And a lot of times people kind of step back and go, I don't want to talk about that because it's going to be something I don't want to do. Well, how do you know you don't want to do it if you don't try it? Or at least talk about it.
Oh.
You know what? What's that old phrase, variety is the spice of life? You know, sometimes it's important to incorporate new things. And yet again, you know, I've always got a hidden meaning. It's not always what you think. It's not always about the physical thing. You know, it's the psychological and the mental thing. You know, saying things that you've never said before, saying them at a time that you've never said them before, other acts that you've never said or done before. It's time to incorporate some new things into our relationships. So tonight we're going to talk about finding the path to exploration and finding something wonderful.
See, fellas, this is where we as fellas have to sit back and listen. You know, we got to listen, and I'm going to sit back and listen because I'm going to bring some of these lessons to my homestead. So I got my notepad,
right.
Gentlemen. Get your notepads together. You can record it. You know, if you want to check out this show, you can also check out the archives. It's on the archives, Blog Talk Radio, and also on our website, www.shadowworlds.net, not .com, but .net. You can check us out. Google us. You know, they'll come right in there. So, I mean, a lot of great things. But tonight, you know, we're going to have fun. We're going to sit back, listen, enjoy. It's a beautiful day in Jersey. I know we got some listeners in Georgia and North Carolina. But right now, it's some beautiful weather right now. So, I mean, yesterday we had some rain, but it's gorgeous right now outside.
It's a beautiful day. It's turning into a beautiful evening, at least here. I'm hoping everybody is enjoying fantastic weather. You know, weather plays a large part in how we do things and how we feel about things. And you notice we're a little friskier once it gets warm and once the summer comes along. So, you know, hopefully everybody's got some warm weather and everybody's feeling good and everybody's kind of relaxed. Like I said, we've got that, most of us anyway, have that extra day off tomorrow. So tonight would be
right.
A great night for some exploration.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, you know, now the weather's beautiful and everything like that. I mean, now, guys, take time, go for a walk. Because when the show is over, I'm going to take a nice little walk with my lady to the park. You know, we're going to go that route. Take a dog. You know, just walk and read some of this good weather. Because this one was horrendous. This weather was crazy. This past
the other
winter,
day,
with
the hail was too much. Was
where was that at?
That was, and it's ironic because I just missed it by seconds. It was like in Orange, East Orange here in Jersey, those areas up north. So north of where I am anyway. And I left that area and maybe 5 minutes later, the sky just opened up.
Wow.
So
I heard about it.
And there were reports everywhere. Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad. So today is a beautiful day to recoup and enjoy some sunshine and enjoy some company.
That's right. So, you know, if you want to call in, you know, what we're going to do on this show, we're going to do the adult talk, and this is what this format is all about, adult talk and slow jams. You know, at the end of the week, you know, you kind of want to recharge your battery going into a new week. You want to kind of just chill out a little bit, reassess what you got to do for the week, reassess what your game plan is, and just relax. And if you're not with that special someone, you know, just get to yourself a little bit. Sometimes you got to take time for yourself and relax, usa, meditate, smooth out a little bit, just to get recharged for that hectic week you got going on. But for those who are tuning in, this is the Slow Jams Mixtape Show. relations with yours with Mr. Naz, and of course, Lady Jackie. We're going to do 15 minutes of music. Jackie, and can we come back with some talk right after that?
Absolutely. We'll be ready.
All right. Once again, welcome to the show. The number calling is 616-478-4507.
Ain't nothing wrong with having a relation. Don't be ashamed of that relation. It's beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations. Every night, if a nice gentleman bring me flowers and candy, take me to the movie, show me a lovely evening, then I would take him home and give him a hot, lovely relation. Relation is a beautiful thing. Ain't nothing to be ashamed of, especially to young people. I think it's beautiful. You know,
You are now in the relation of Slow Jam Mixtape Show on the Shadow World Radio.
We never spend time talking to you, so we figure we lay it on you, let you know how we feel about love.
Paint a pretty smile each day. Loving is a blessing, yeah. Never let it fade away. It's all about love, yeah. Feel yourself a true romance. Beauty that's around you, yeah. You deserve just one more chance, my dear, my dear. Let the light shine all through your life. Fill your little heart aglow. Take the time, make up your mind. It's all about love, yeah. Talking to yourself is fine. Makes you feel much better. Know just where to draw the line. Girl, my dear, girl, my dear, oh, yeah.
Go to parties, you want to like to dress up, be cool, look pretty, on ego trip.
Shadow. You are now in the relation of Slow Jam Tape Show on Shadow World Radio. You are now in the relation with Slow Jam Jam Tape Show on Shadow World Radio.
Yes, yes, once again, welcome back to the ride. Welcome yours truly, Mr. Naz, and of course, the lovely lady, Miss Jackie. And we are back.
Hello,
in the
hello, hello.
We are back.
I'm in a good place right now. I'm in a good place.
Okay.
That was good music.
Okay, okay. We had that Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, we had a request last week. Somebody said, you know, hit me some Earth, Wind, and Fire, so we're going to do that. And, you know, and it was, we had another caller that said, look, hit me with some of that Commodores. So that was the extended version. Extended Zoom. Some people maybe, you know, some of those young listeners, you know, you may not, you don't understand that. That's when music. You talk about the whole band and you got the whole Earth, Wind, and Fire. I played those two groups because at that time, music was done by bands. They were singing. There was no, you know, little extra reverb or auto tunes on the voices. It was just great performances. And they also gave a great performance.
Absolutely.
So shout out to Earth, Wind, and Fire. Shout out to and salute to Commodores and groups like that. Music and just lyrics that makes you relate to. But we at the time now that I pass this mic over to my partner. And we in this part right now. It's called Pill Talk. Now, before we bring on to our other, I guess we have somebody want to call and speak on the show, you know, I'm going to let Jackie introduce the topic. And Jackie, you let me know when you want to bring the call on. If the call is on hold, you listen to the segment, so we can bring that brother on or sister that's calling in. And welcome to the ride, Jackie. The mic is yours.
Absolutely. Thank you. Tonight, we are going to talk about exploration. And, you know, do a little research whenever I decide to come up with these topics. And, you know, without exploration, where would we be? People took time to explore things, to find things, and we have come to some great places. You know, supposedly Columbus went on an exploration and he found America. Well, we're not going to debate that, but, you know, people have gone explorations and they've done things and they find amazing things. Well, the same thing counts in your relationship. There has to be some exploration in your relationship. Now, we all know when it's young and it's new and it's in the honeymoon phase, you know, everything is wonderful and it's all good. But the exploration doesn't stop because as you grow, your needs and your wants, well, they grow too. So therefore, we've got to have a little more exploration going on so we can find what we like. Because, again, closed mouths don't get fed, and if you don't try it, you don't know if you like it. Now, there's a lot of things people turn their nose up at, and, oh, I don't like that, or I wouldn't do that, or I wouldn't let somebody do that to me. Yeah, well, one person's turned down is another person's turn up. Don't be so quick to judge. Don't be so quick to say no. But also, too, exploration starts up top, and that's in your mind. That's being able to open up your thoughts to more than what you know. It's being able to take yourself out of a box and a label and say, you know what, maybe I need to include this and maybe I need to include that, or damn, I never knew he liked this or he liked that, or the simple thing. Like I said, talking is so sexy. Talking is so amazingly sexy, and you never know what it is that your partner may or may not say that could really set you off. So it's time to explore, ladies and gentlemen, and see what we like.
There we go. Now, I'm going to bring this to the caller on. Usually I do the screen, but you know what? We're going to bring this caller straight up. We're going to do cold. Bring him right on. Once again, welcome to the Blishing Soul Jam Show. Who we have online?
Sorry, it's funny. You know, I had my mind set on what I wanted to be. Now,
hello.
So what do you want to be? Well, I want you.
Yeah, it sounds like we got people in the background and party going on, the cookout. I'm going to give you a screen a little bit. You know, I'm going to put them back on mute. Here's what I'm going to do. Jackie, do me a favor. Keep on talking to our audience while I find out, you know, the person with the barbecue going on. And I'll get that person online. So you continue on.
Okay.
So, you know, give me about a hot minute. You handle that.
And I guess my biggest thing with exploration is being able to be
forthright and honest. You have to be honest with yourself and honest with your partner. You have to be able to say what your limitations are. But also, too, don't be so quick to say no. If you're in a relationship, and especially if you've been in this relationship for quite some time, you have trust. And trust is the biggest thing when it comes to exploration. You have to know that the person that you're about to explore with has your best interest at heart. And once you know that that person has your best interest at heart and they're not out to hurt you or harm you or anything, open yourself up. It's like a closet. It's like a gift. Once you open up, you never know what's on the inside. You never know what you're going to get. So be willing to say yes to some things and say maybe to some others. Now, I understand that there are some hard limits, as they say in the BDSM world. There are just some things that people will not yield on. And I get that, and I understand that, and I respect that, and your partner should respect you for it as well. However, be willing to take a chance. And like I said, it all starts up top. So let's start having some conversations about some of the things that maybe we'd like to do. And once we start to talk about it, that can be the fuse that starts it all. It's like fireworks once again. You got to light a fuse. And once you light the fuse, there's nothing left but kabang. So hopefully, once we start talking and opening up our minds and our thoughts to some other things and kind of taking maybe stigmas off and, you know, labels off, we can have a really good time in relationships.
That's right. That's right. Now, Jack, just, you know, it's our man, Jeff. He's on the line, but he said he's just listening right now. But he said he just want to listen and just feel the vibe. He said he's loving it. So shout out and salute to you, Jeff, and those that are following the show as well. We got New York online as well. Big shout out to New York. They said they're just listening. They love the show and they love the concept. They loving it. Also, of course, Miss Signature. Signature's listening down in Georgia. So salute to Signature. Also, we got my sister listening in South Jersey, and I got a text from, let me see, you got a person, this is a new person, never heard of this person before, Jennifer from Connecticut, so she's tuning in, so we appreciate the love, you know, whether you're just listening, like you said, you know, if you just want to just chill out and just feel a vibe, that's fine. Sometimes you can get something out of what we're talking about on the adult talk, and sometimes you just want to hear the music, so hopefully we can give you a little bit of both. Just to kind of add to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It just to add on to what you said as far as, you know, exploration. As a man, you have to ask the questions. There's no dumb question out here. Men, you're not going to be able to know what your partner wants unless you ask. Your spouse, your girlfriend, or even before you get into a relationship, you have to ask questions. See, the thing about it, you have a lot of men who feel, well, I'm good at what I do because the last three women or three people I've dated, it worked for them. Let me explain something to you. it made her so silly. Women can fake it, brothers. They can fake it. So don't think what you smooth and think what you do in other situations is good for that, because everyone's different. You have to explore. You have to talk. You have to ask the question. And like Jackie said, you got to get into the head. You got to talk, because the head controls the body. And, you know, not every day is going to be great. Every day is not going to be great, but you have to find a way. Find a way. When your ego and you feel your ego being, you know, challenged or whatever, put that to the side. But if she's important or your mate is important, you're going to take the time to ask those questions. You know, even if her day is going bad and y'all just have, maybe you had a bad situation, y'all had a bad argument, let her know, hey, listen, is there anything I can do for you? At the time, she may say no. But you got to take the time.
She got an attitude. She might have an attitude, and she's going to say no, but put it out there anyway.
Exactly.
Put it out there
anyway. Exactly. Give that olive branch. Put it out there. You have to do it, gentlemen. And then, even when she's calm, don't assume that's a Pandora's box. Look, I'm good now. She forgave me, or whatever that you had a disagreement about. It still takes work, takes exploration, takes time, takes effort. And like Jackie said, it has to start with the mind. You stimulate the mind, everything else will follow. And that goes for young fellas as well. See, they thinking, I'm young, you know, I'm good, I'm suave. Nah, let me tell you something. Any person worth attention deserves that attention. So please, take your time. Jackie?
I have had, or I have heard, so many men say, oh, I'm thorough. I'm good with mine. But you good with yours. That don't mean you good with mine.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Stop. Whoa.
I'm just saying, just because you good with yours does not mean you good with mine. Because until you get to know me, until you get to understand me, until you get to explore with me and explore my mind, first of all, if you don't explore my mind, you can't explore my body. And once we start to explore my body, what worked for her and that made you so thorough might not work with me, because I may be leaps and bounds ahead of you because I'm not afraid of opening my mouth and trying something different and exploring and doing something more. So I may actually be bringing you along. You may not be bringing me along. You got to check.
All right, now, let me play the advocate for the soft-spoken man or the that man who's afraid. Or, you know, whether you think you're the alpha male or not, how do we talk to our guys? Maybe you can help us out, Jackie. What about that guy that doesn't know how to ask? He don't know how to communicate because he's never learned that. How do you communicate with him without him feeling, some kind of way, if I'm borrowing that term, you know?
Okay, and that's cool. I think this is where, and I kind of get on the soapbox, and I kind of come for the ladies, because you need to make your mate feel as comfortable as possible about talking to you about anything. And when you say that to them, you have to mean it, so that when he comes to you, and it's going to take a lot for him to come to you, but when he does come to you and say, hey, babe, I was wondering, you know, if we could maybe do this or we could try this, you know, and he kind of shies away a little bit, and it may be something you don't like, but guess what? Be like, well, honey, I don't know. I'm not really sure about that. But don't shoot him down. Don't make him feel like a piece of crap for asking the question, because he wouldn't know if he didn't ask. That is the key to all of this. If we don't talk, if we don't ask, if we don't suggest, then we don't know. And don't go for the innuendo. Don't go for the, well, if I put this out there, if I give him the hint, he'll figure it out or she'll figure it out. No, once we're in a relationship, even when we are building a relationship, because that's even when it's more key, we have to talk. So make your mate feel comfortable. So ladies, don't let your man ever feel like anything that he asks you was something wrong. It's always right. Now, the answer you give him, you know, that's to be debated, but it's always a right question, because he may not know what you like. He's getting to know you, especially in the beginning stages of a relationship. We're getting to know each other. We're feeling each other out, and not just physically. We're emotionally, psychologically feeling each other out. We're finding that exploratory path to get to where it is that we want to be.
That's right. Now, gentlemen, fellas, all my fellas listen to this show. Don't not take it personal if you thinking that, excuse my terminology, you think you're king dingling, and you're really not. But if she's telling you, listen, this is what I like, this is what I want, don't take it personal. Let me explain something to you. See, people want to think that men sometimes is all, you know, all brawn and no brain, but men, honestly, are one of the most sensitive creatures in this planet. we really are. So if you have a spouse or the significant other is telling you things that maybe that they would like you to do, don't take it personal. Take it like, well, you know what? They're taking the time because they care, because they want to be with me, or they want to be around me, or just be part of me. Take it as, you know, as far as they want you. So don't let your ego get in the way. Say, you know what? You're right. Let me try this. And I guarantee you, gentlemen, if you take the time to listen to what she has to say, your significant other has to say, and you answer that call, I'm going to tell you, it can be remarkable. I mean, the results can be remarkable. But you got to sit there and be receptive. Because us men, we sometimes hard-headed. But you know what? It takes a strong man to listen to a woman. It takes a strong man to listen. And key words, listen. You have to listen. Not just hear, but listen.
Yep. my dad used to always say, you get more bees with honey than you do vinegar. So when your partner says something like, I like the way you do it this way, or I like the way you do it that way, that is a win-win. That's a win for her, and that's a win for you. And that means you keep coming back. You keep coming back. If you're not going to listen, that means she's not going to enjoy it. And ladies, that goes for you too, because if you don't want to listen, then that means he's not going to enjoy it. And then that means we start to have some problems. And then we're faking stuff, and we're pretending stuff, and we're going other places for stuff. And see, we don't want that. We want it to be all upfront and clear. So when you kiss down his chest and you get right above his waist, if he might gently move your head a little bit, okay, go with the flow and ask him right here, right here. And he's going to let you know right here. And gentlemen, when she tells you a little softer, a little gentler, a little slower, listen to what she's saying, because that's good for her.
Oh, two words. Say that again. Slow down. Exactly. Please, slow down.
What?
It's not a race.
So tired of it. It is not the Energizer Bunny. It's really not. It's really, really not. Enjoy the moment. It is not about the hit. Now, don't get me wrong. I am an advocate for the quickie, baby. I got to go back to work. I came home for lunch. I need to see you. I get that, and I'm an advocate for that. But take your time when the time is available. And that's another part of exploration. If you usually got the 15-minute gig, stretch that out for 25. Stretch that out. Try something different. And that goes back to last week. So maybe you need to incorporate some more foreplay. I'm just saying, try something different. And again, you know, we are so quick to put ourselves and others in a box. Why do you want to be labeled? Why do you want to have parameters? Why do you want to have walls within your intimacy with your partner? There are no walls. There are no parameters. I'm yours, you're mine. Let's try some things. Let's explore some things. Let's do something we've never done before. And because I'm with you and I have feelings for you and I trust you, I'm okay with doing it.
That's
if
right.
I like
that's
it,
right.
I like it. If I don't, baby, I didn't like that at all. And all he or she can say is, well, I'm glad you tried. That's all they can say. That's all they can say.
That's it. That's it. With that being said, we're going to hold it right there. We're going to come back with just a 15-minute segment, some nice, smooth, slow jams. And, you know, and the number is, after the 15 minutes, you know, we want you to call them. You know, we see our boards are lit up right now. People just listening, grooving. And we appreciate you here. Definitely. The number, calling number, 646-478-4507. Let me say it a little slower. Take your time. 646-478-4507. I went fast, but I had to slow it down. So we just said that. With that being said, we need to go to a little music. So let's come back. You know, once again, thank you for everyone that's tuning in. Thank you for all the shout-outs. And we're trying to make this happen. Shout out to the radio. Lady Jackie.
You're now in the relation. Slow Jam Tape Show on the Shadow World Radio.
Oh, Jam Tape Show on Shadow World Radio. Once again, welcome back to The Ride with yours truly, Mr. Naz, and of course, Lady Jackie. How you like that, Jackie? Doing?
Well, I can't speak for anybody else, but you're about to make me pull out those special occasion shoes, the ones that don't get dirty under the bottom.
Oh my. Well, just let you know, just want to give a recap of what we played. We want to give honor and respect due to the artists. You first heard Changing Faces. They wanted to say All Day, All Night. Then we had, of course, the lovely Miss Melissa Morgan.
Yes,
she brought
us
Gimme Baby, the remake. The original was done by Prince, so, you know, just for those who's listening. The original was done by Prince. If you go back, those who's a certain age, you know what I'm talking about. The other cut you heard was from Drew Hill. What happened to them? They came across that beautiful song called Beauty. That was an awesome song.
I love Beauty. I love that song.
That is a gorgeous song. Real toned, you know, set it right there. Also, you heard Johnny Gill and Coco of SWV. They did a beautiful remake of Fire and Desire. I mean, of course, you can't take away from the original, but I got to give them a thumbs up on that one.
Yes, they did a great job.
Great jobs. And, you know, once again, this is the Relation Slow Jam Show, you know, with yours, Mr. Naz, and, of course, Lady Jackie, and it's also about the adult talk. So, without no further ado, we're going to get back into this topic, and I'm going to swing the mic once again to Miss Lady Jackie. For those who's tuning in, Lady Jackie, let them know what the segment's about and what we're going to go into for the next 20 minutes.
We are talking about exploration, and I tell you, if you guys weren't ready to explore prior to that music segment, you should be ready to explore now. I'm all about exploration, and I'm ready to re-explore some things I've already found. So that was a wonderful, wonderful setting for where we're going. Again, the biggest thing that I can always stress is that exploration or anything starts up top. It starts in the mind. It starts, you know, with communicating. It starts with talking. It starts with understanding. But again, let's take each other out of boxes. You know, it's always quick to say, well, I only do this, and this. And I don't do this, and this. But if you've never done that, how do you know you don't like that? If you've never attempted to do this, how do you know that you don't like it? And in order to get to that point before we're physically doing, it is about exploring the idea with your mate, enticing your idea with your mate. Let's try something different. You know, go get those shoes that aren't dirty on the bottom. When's the last time you pulled those out? Let's explore and role play. Let's be somebody different. Not that your mate wants somebody different or you want somebody different, but it's just a different side of who you are. We as human beings are multifaceted, so we're not one-dimensional. We're way more than that. And you can present yourself as something way more than that. So why not do it in the confines of your relationship? Why not do it in that warm place, in that personal place, in that private place with your mate? It's a beautiful thing. And who knows what you may come up with. You know, there are lately women, who are finding another side of themselves with this whole new genre of books that are out there. You know, and I have to give props to Zane, because Zane has been writing erotica forever. But lately, with the 50 Shades of Grey and all those trilogies, women are finding that there are some things that they like and some things that they want to explore, but they never realize that about themselves. So they're reading things, they're encompassing things, and it's like, you know what? I might like that, but I don't know how to tell my partner I like that, because we've never done that before. And oh, ladies and gentlemen, just because your partner comes with something new, it doesn't mean they tried it with somebody else. A lot of times we will be like, oh, where did that come from? Or when did you start liking that? It could be because I saw it, I read it, I heard it, it intrigued me. It's always been in the back of my mind. And now I'm just bringing it forward. Doesn't mean that I'm cheating. It doesn't mean that I've done it with somebody else. I'm bringing it to you because I want to try this with you. I want to do something different with you because I feel safe with you. I feel comfortable with you. And you're the only person that I want to try it with. So ladies, don't be afraid to say, you know, slow down and spank me there. And gentlemen, don't be afraid to say, well, can you kiss me here? Because I know I like that, or at least I think I do. And if you do it, then I'll know for sure. And then, like I said before, if they like it, it's always a win-win. Because now I know what you like, and I can always give you what you like, and you're being pleasured by what I do. And that's even the simplest thing from, well, you know what? I know he likes nature. I might not be a nature person, but let's go for a walk. Because when I come back sneezing and snotting and carrying on, because I do it for him, he'll take care of me. And you know, and I don't want people to think that I'm always just talking about, you know, the physical things or sex. But it can be something that simple. You know, your man could love to be outside. You got allergies out the wazoo. But you'll take you a Zyrtec. You'll take a Zyrtec and you'll go for that walk. You know, go with her to the mall. You know, it drives you crazy. But go with her to the mall. And because you went with her to the mall and you decided to sit 2 hours to the side because you know that's how long it's going to take her to find that one item, she'll be appreciative. And when she's appreciative of that, then she'll show you. So now you're doing things you've never done before. That's all part of exploration. That's all part of doing something different. And then, yeah, when we get behind closed doors, let's see some things different. If you can time exactly how long it's going to take every single time you guys are intimate because he's going to do this, he's going to do that, and then we're done, then we need to change some things. We need to change some things. I heard the cutest slogan the other day. It was, I cannot be maintained by doing the mundane. You can't have it the same way every single time. It's just like another task around the house. Mop the floor, cook dinner, let's do this. Yeah, girl, I should be able to meet you in like 15 minutes because that's how long it normally takes. Really? I never want to be able to put a time on it. Even when it's a quick thing, I don't want to be able to put a time on it. I want to be, well, whenever we get finished, girl, I'm going to holler at you, but don't hold your breath because this might be tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm just
saying. Can I throw a little thing for the guys in there, if you don't mind? You know, I got a text, you know, one of my guys, you know, he don't want me to identify himself, but he's working right now. He's not there. And when he does, usually one of our other calls and other shows. But, you know, I'm just saying, fellas, take the time to know your woman from head to toe. You know, how many birthmarks does she have? Things that she doesn't even know. Take the time. Like, you know, I noticed that you do, you know, this. You know, when I touch you here. I mean, the exploration, taking times. You know, and why not? Why not play role play? Play doctor. You know what? We're going to play doctor. I need to touch and feel on some things, and you tell me what's your response. And you know what? Watch for the response. She may not say it, but watch for the response. Be a little bit more entailed into her actions. You know, is there a moment? Does she like the little touch here? You know, but then there are some things that, like we said before, what works for one may not work for the other. So clear your mind. You know, you're in one relationship, you go to another one, do not think that the same thing works because you've been blown up. You're kings, I have to say, King Dingling, or you've been told at least. That may not even be the situation.
Sometimes you can't believe what you heard.
Oh, yes.
I'm just saying. Just because you thorough with yours don't mean you thorough with mine. I mean, you know, but that every time you're with your partner, like you said, you know, from head to toe, your partner's body is like a roadmap. And like you said, clear your mind, and this is a whole new journey that you're going on. So from the crown of her head to the tips of her toes, this is a whole new region for you. It's a place that you've never been before. And that's the way you should always treat it. I don't care how many times you've been with that person. Treat each time when you can, as often as you can, as a brand new experience. Not a continuation, but this is something new. Today we do something new. Today we find something new. Today I find that spot in the back of your knees, or that spot at the base of your neck, or that spot in the palm of your hand, or wherever it may be. It's something new every time. And people change. Our bodies change. Our thought process changes. So what may have done it for me 2 years ago, that may not do it for me now. It may be something different that really, really does it for me. And ladies, please don't neglect your man. Please do not neglect your man's body. Your man's body is just as sensitive as yours. So kissing him at the back of his knee may be just as sexy and sensuous for him as it is for you. Please don't think that men are just blonde, like you said. They have feelings, they feel things, they are sensitive, there is that spot for them, there are those places for them, and if you're good, ladies, you'll find that spot that nobody else found, and he'll be damn, you know, that's your treasure, that's where you mark your spot, you stake your flag, and you say, I discovered this.
That's
it may
that's
be something
right.
he has no idea of. You know, a lot of men, because of the stereotype and the stigma of men are just wanting to get in it and quit it. No, that's not true. They want to enjoy the act as much as you do. Men appreciate sensuousness. They embody. Oh, my God. I think men are very sensuous. I think men have the capability to be so sensual if we allow them to be. Allow your
that's
man
right,
to
that's
be
right.
that. And be
that's
that
right. Listen,
I
got Sigal line. Let me bring Sigal line. We got Sigal line. I want to bring her online because I know she has something to say on this one. Once again, just to introduce everybody, this is Miss Signature Black. Welcome, Sig. What's going on?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, Miss Signature, how are you?
We talking about exploration.
I'm not complaining. Dear Lord, I'm not complaining, but it's hot down here.
Well,
we
got to
get
right over that. It's hot down there.
Always hot down there. I'm sick.
You on the right show, girl. You on the right show. You better bring it.
I want to say this. It's exploration, right? And I've been popping in and out since doing yoga. A lot of people can't explore, can't share, can't explain what their needs and wants are because they have not, I repeat, not taking the time to explore themselves. If you don't know your body, nobody else would ever get to know your body. It's your body. Touch it. Tease it. Please it. Enjoy.
Amen. Wait a minute.
It's mine. And that's the one thing. I wish I could touch on that. It's mine. And so I can do with it what I need to do with it. So I know what I like. So I know what I want. You are on the money, Sig. Absolutely.
Hold up. I got a comment for this right there. Now, you're saying explore yourself and touch your body. So you need to tell me, for the fellas, I'm touching myself and I'm exploring myself. And my woman walks in like, what the hell?
What
are
you
supposed to do?
Hold up. Ladies. If you get that chance to walk in while he's exploring himself, sit down and
watch.
And watch.
Wait a minute.
It's a game. It's a game. And you lock eyes with him, and the trick is, how long can you stay away from him? How long can you keep from touching yourself? It's nothing unnatural about it. Men touch they self all the dang gone time anyway. Might as well. Y'all do.
Even if it's just to adjust.
They don't be doing that much stuff. You adjust that much to have some new balls. Men like the way they feel. They do. Y'all love the way y'all feel. And personally, men feel real damn good. Something about the ride of a bull.
So that's why we grab our piece all the time.
You know what? Y'all, the reason why I'm a balls watcher, I swear for God.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You know what? Hold on. We're going to talk about that in another show because, you know, I'm tired of, you know, listen. You, fellas, you've been walking the office. These are a certain type of men. And you know you're being looked at, so you adjust yourself because you know they're watching that. I don't know. Sometimes I feel some kind of way with the balls watchers at work.
I'm a ball everywhere I go. I am distracted all the time.
Wait a minute.
And you know what?
The first thing I notice on a man is not his smile. You guys have some lovely smiles. Yay. It's not the muscles. I love biceps. Don't get me wrong. It's the bulge and the set of well-chiseled thighs will make my mouth drop.
You know what? Wait a minute. We didn't explore.
So, but now you walk in, you see that man, you let him finish, and guess what? Now you know what to do next time. And hopefully next time is 13 minutes after that, because that's all it takes for refractory. So, that's all y'all really need is 13 minutes. So, we're going to get started, and now I'm going to touch you. And I'm going to touch you the way you touched you. So I know exactly what it is that you like. And guess what? If my touch ain't right, please guide me. If my touch ain't right, please tell me. But I'm going to enjoy the show.
Oh, okay.
I'm enjoying the show. I'm joining you. And matter of fact, we don't see how long we can stay that far apart. It becomes a game. It's a sensual game. It's erotic and it's fun and it's passionate and it's hella foreplay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been off from last week's show right there. Foreplay, exploration, that's a
great
segue.
They go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. You really can't have one without having the other. Because when your foreplay is intense and is deep, that's exactly what you're doing. You're exploring. You're exploring that person's body. You're finding all the little things and the big things that kind of make that moment be as big as it is.
But wait a minute. On the same token, men, listen and listen well. Just because she's got a vibrator and it is a king tut does not mean you're being replaced. Don't get upset. Watch her with that. You would be freaking amazed. You learn more about your woman in 15 minutes than you ever learned in your whole life.
I tell you. And that's a whole other show about toys in the bedroom. Because there's
hold on. I just got a text.
You're being
so you mean to tell me? I just got a text. Two texts came in. One of my men, I can't blast him because it's a different type of show, but he's asked, so you mean to tell me you walk in the room, your woman got this vibrator, I'm talking about damn near like the size of your leg.
Yes.
You want to sit down and watch that and not feel some kind of way?
Why you can't feel some kind of way. You know what? It's just an apparatus, boo. It's not too. It can't get soft. It's not going. Well, they do got the ones that come, but that's really fake. It don't feel good at all.
Bob is never a replacement for your man. Bob is your battery-operated boyfriend. It is never, ever, ever, ever a replacement for your man.
It's to just add to that moment, really. I mean, yeah, you know what? All men feel some kind of way because you start thinking, damn, you know? But, get it out your mind. You'd be amazed at the things that China can take. Let that go. You
but
don't want to
be safe. You gotta clear your mind. And when you clear your mind and you can envelop everything that's going on, that fish is amazing on both sides.
Wow. Well, with that being said, I'm going to hold that right there. Because we come to the part where we do our last thoughts for the show. Now, Sig, while you're on the show, I need your, last thoughts. Sig, you got any last thoughts that you want to kind of share with the listeners?
Learn your body. Get to know your body, because if you can't please yourself, nobody else will ever be able to please you, and that's the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
And ladies,
Amen.
You got more than one damn G-spot. Quit believing that you only got one. You got more than one.
Woo! You know, I'm going to leave my closing remarks. I learned today. I mean, I learned that taking the time, when you think you know something, you're not necessarily think you know everything about your woman, but it's always something you can learn. Ask more questions. Take more time for detail on her as a person. Hair, toes, back, everything. Take more time for details. That's my closing remarks. What about you, Jack?
Exploration never stops. I don't care how long we've been together. I don't care what we do. There's always something new to learn. There's always something, because we change. We evolve. We are never the same. And if we're the same, we're stagnant, and that's where the issue lies. So we need to keep changing. We need to keep evolving. So when we do that, we keep exploring. And the more we explore, the more we bring into our intimacy. The more we bring into our intimacy, the better it is. We can't ask for more.
That's it right there. Now, next week, you know, what is our next week's topic, Jackie? What are we going to be doing next week?
Big steps on my toes, but it's a beautiful thing. We are talking about toys in the bedroom.
You know, we're going to have to get... You know what? Here's what we're going to do. This week, we're going to take the time. We're going to try to find those who maybe sell those type of products. We're going to help market your product. Call into
Absolutely.
The show.
Absolutely.
Let us know. And just to let you know, I talked to Jack behind the scenes. Apparently, there's a following to this type of environment that we do here on the Relations. We're going to create a Facebook page for that. This should be done by tomorrow. And we're going to put that up there. We're going to put... You know, things about relationships, the toys, the advertisement, everything to help build relationships, physical and mental, from books, stimulation to whatever stimulation is about. You know, it doesn't matter if you're Christian, Muslim, whatever. It's all about relations. That's at the end of the day, that's what it really comes down to. And that's what we're going to create here. Because I guess the response has been enough that it validates what we have to do. So we appreciate everybody who's been calling, texting Jackie, calling me, texting, you know, like you guys are hot. So we appreciate it. So without further ado, we're going to give you a rundown of everything else that's at Shadow World. We got Game Strong that comes on tomorrow with my man brother, Trey Davis. He goes on at 8 o'clock. We got Tuesdays with the lovely ladies, Every Woman Talk Show. As if they do what they do. Very, very, very good show. On the top of the internet. You know, they ranking number one right now on Shadow World's Radio, so we love them for that. You know,
right.
Can't forget about it. Can't forget our brothers, my partners, the Man Up Show, my brothers. And by the way, you said y'all crazy. Y'all crazy.
Oh, you heard it?
I heard the last show. You can't handle the truth. So the show was very... Very, very entertaining. So if you got nothing to do on a Friday night before you go out, check out this show. I mean, it's serious. From 7 to 9, you trust me, you won't be bored. But
not at
no
all.
Further ado,
the archives.
You get the archives on all these shows. It's great substance, you know, what you're doing. But once again, on behalf of yours, Mr. Nas and Lady Jackie, and of course, our guests online right now, Mr. Signature Black, we love you. We appreciate you. Tune in next week. We're going to pull out some toys. Check out the picture
Absolutely.
Page. It'll be up there on the Relations Show. And once again, please say goodnight, y'all.
Good night.
Jam Mixtape Show on Shadow